A conservative youth organization is denying a campus dirty tricks campaign after an embarrassing audio tape was leaked on the internet. The secret recording of a workshop on campus organizing captures a federal conservative campaign manager encouraging students to set up shell organizations and fronts on campus. Organizers told students to distance themselves from Conservative Party politics, creating organizations that look like they evolved on their own. They also offered tips on how to use those clubs to gain power in student governments and then use that power to shut down ideological rivals. As Evan Dyer reports, some young conservatives seem to have taken that message and run with it.
As a campaign manager in the last federal election, Aaron Woodrick helped put the formerly liberal riding of Kitchener-Waterloo into Stephen Harper's column. But he also wages political warfare on a smaller stage, Canadian universities. His voice is on the tape telling student organizers to go undercover to achieve their objectives, words he now says were poorly chosen.
If there is one thing I regret, and it's the only thing I regret, it's the use of that terminology, front and shell groups. That implies that we have something to hide, which we don't.
Woodrick says supporters of other parties often set up clubs around issues such as the environment or opposition to a war.
We're suggesting that conservatives set up issue-based groups, legitimate issue-based groups, not that they set up a group under the pretense of doing something else.
But some members of the conservative campus group have been doing just that.
Star Trek Club, Star Wars Appreciation, Games and Leisure, the Friedrich Nietzsche Club.
Brittany Smythe is president of the Carleton University Students Association in Ottawa. She says the same 10 people registered club after club, all with apolitical names. Each club got a vote on the funding of other groups. They also got financial support taken from other students' tuition money. Some of that money was supposedly used to pay for a speaking event that in fact never took place.
It's essentially stealing money from the student association and fraud. I think it's completely inappropriate that the political parties are playing a role and pushing their own agendas because it doesn't benefit the students on the campus at all.
The president of Carleton's campus conservatives returned the money, and the student union opted not to press charges, but he's been banned from ever voting in a student club again. Evan Dyer, CBC News, Ottawa.